Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Great.
God bless you all this morning. Thank God for each and every one of you. My God, I'm telling you right now, I'm geared up, hyped up, ready to go, because what God is doing and what God is laying foundation in our life for which to keep us selling and keep prospering, not only spiritual, don't miss this one, not only spiritual, but also natural. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. My God, our listeners all over the world, we getting geared up and getting positioned, because not only my God, God gave us an obligation to our family that we come in physical contact, but also to you all that's been with us for my God, for about 4 or 5 years. Amen. Our family international, we have my God, obligation to give you the proper information for you can begin to excel and also in your life. I'm just ready for what God has, saints of God. It's very exciting, it's very encouraging to see what God is doing, and He is not done yet. Amen. So thank God for each and every one of you, our listeners all over the world, United Kingdom, Norway, South Africa, Germany, Australia. We thank God for you, my God, and we just bless God for our friends and family, and also us, Asia. We thank God for you all as well. You know what, saints of God, I'm just so excited and so geared up, because one thing about God, and you really got to get this, my God, it doesn't matter where the world is shifting, where the world is moving, God has His own beat. He has His own direction. You don't have to get caught up into what's going on, but it's good. But you need to be made aware of it. Amen. Test that one. You need to be made aware of it. But at the end of the day, God still have a plan for you, for your life. Listen, friends and families, right here in the United States of America, California, Nevada, Denver, my God, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Alabama, my God, Missouri, Massachusetts, we thank God for you all. New York, we thank God for you all. South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, we thank God for you all, my God. And we just thank our friends and families all over the world that connected with us time and time basis. And my God, just so faithful. I thank God for you all. And this faithfulness is very encouraging, because it's showing us, my God, that it's making a difference in your life. Because I truly believe that if something that is wasting your time, it's not making no difference, why be faithful to it? You're not going to be faithful to it. You're not going to have no interest in it. But I believe that many of you all over the world is beginning to see results in your life. Before I get ready to get kicked off and get geared up, because I'm very bad when it comes to announcements, my God, ask my church family, my God, nah, please, but don't put past up for that one. But before I begin, I just want to let you know, my God, we also going to continue on our regular schedule hour, my God, pertaining to prayer. This right here is something that God is going to get us geared up and get us positioned. I'm going to lay some foundation down this morning to get us pointed, to get us set in the right direction, but we can get ready to get geared up, amen, to receive what everything that God has for us. So therefore, tonight at 7, my God, p.m., you're still going to move with our very own evangelist, amen, Pastor Smith, my God, and they're still going to come on and do what they normally do. So I still want you to tune in, because right now, at these last 2 months, it's very crucial, amen, that you compact so much of prayer, so much of word, so much of fasting, consecration, standing before the living God like you never did before. Amen. So after today, all this week, we're going to come right back on at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Amen. 7 p.m. Tomorrow, back to 7 p.m. Then Wednesday, we're going to get into our Bible study. Then Thursday and Friday, right back at 7 p.m. Amen. Well, so 7 a.m. Amen. Well, so 7 a.m. So I'm just very geared up, and I'm very excited for what God is doing, saints of God. And I'm telling you right now, my God, you have to put the work in. If you want it from God, if you want things from God, you have to put the work in. And I'm sorry to tell you, I wish that's all you have to do is just come with a couple of dollars, put it in somewhere, and poof, you got it. I wish that was the magic trick, but it's not. And I'm not here to mislead you. We don't got time for it. It's no benefit in come from it. It's nothing to gain, my God Almighty, from it. I'm not here, my God, far from that. So I want you guys to get ready to get geared up. Because every time God give a prophecy, every time he give a prophecy, you got to believe that you got to get ready for the prophecy. You got to get ready. Amen. When you know you're going to get ready to expand your house and you're going to get ready to do things in your house, you don't leave your good furniture in the area where you're going to expand. What you do? You move your good furniture out the way where you can get ready to do some demolition. You can get ready to do some things where you can get ready to expand your living areas. Amen. Same thing with God. When God begins to expand your territory, expand what he has for you, you got to get ready to do some work. Amen. Somebody need to tell themselves, we got to do some work. Amen. And before we can get ready to receive what God has for us. Man, my God, I know the woman of God is very geared up. I'm going to let her go ahead and lay down some bricks. My God, our very own Mother Jackson, let her go ahead and lay down some bread. And when I get back, I'm going to come back and we're going to magnify the Lord. And I'm telling you, and I just thank God for who he is. And I just magnify his holy name. And I also send a shout out to my wife, First Lady. Amen. And I send a special dedication and shout out to our friends and family, ABM Ministry. God bless you. And also our social friends and social network, friends and family of ABM Ministry as well. And I just thank God for you all, families and friends, and those that want to become a partner. We're going to make sure we get all the info. We're going to get material and different things to you before you can begin to be a partner. Amen. So you can connect as you wish, as you ask for. And I just can't wait. I just excited. And I just thank God for what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I just got one question. Are you ready? Are you ready? Amen. And if you are ready, my God, I'm going to give you a checklist. We're going to get some pointers in our list. Amen. So we can begin to examine, so we can begin to clean out that house, move some furniture around, move things around, and get ready for this expansion or this new that God has for us. Amen. It's just not for one, but it's for all of us. Amen. God bless you this morning, Mother Jackson. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle, this morning also.
Amen.
First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to Deacon Joe Jackson, my husband. I give honor to you, Apostle, and First Lady Temple. And I give honor to Pastor Smith and to Pastor Elect, Barbara Smith, and everyone out in the ABM ministry. Each and one of you that is tuned in this all over the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne of thanksgiving on this blessed Monday morning, God. Thanking you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for just breathing on us once again, God, giving us another opportunity of life, another opportunity, God, to just to praise you. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every minister that it is up once again, God. We pray, God, that you continually to let them stay up on a while. Continue to cry out your word of truth in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you how you kept us covered all last night and up to this point, God. We realize you didn't have to do it in spite of all, God, but you did it in the house. So we say thank you, God. I pray this morning, God, that every being begin to get up and rise and give you the glory, God, let them see another day of journey. God, we thank you for this day of journey, God. No matter what it is, God, let us continue to have a praise upon our lips, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen us, God. Continue to stretch us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Continue, Lord, let us cry out your name in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us continue to pray for one another, God. Keep one another in prayer, God, and in your love in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We lift up our youth once again to you, God. Continue to do a new thing in them. Continue to keep them shielded and sheltered in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for all things. Most of all, God, we thank you, God, for giving us that zeal, God, that want more of you, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, thank you, Lord, for this thank God that you allowed us to see in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the breath that we breathe. So we say this morning, God, continue to have your way. Have your way like never before, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick and shed in. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We pray, God, that you continue to heal, God, because we know you're healing, God. And, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and no matter how bodies is aching and acting, God, yet and still we'll heal in the name of Jesus, God, because we stand on your word, God. We believe you. I don't know, share your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our elderly people, God, this morning to you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them safe in the name of Jesus. So this day, God, have your way. Touch each and every one of us. Out of the boat, say, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch us, God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Let us begin to feel your power. Out of the boat, shine, out of the boat, God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, out of the boat, God. We thank you, God, about say, for what you're doing, God. We thank you for the newness in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the turnaround in our life, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because we're no longer out of the boat. We're no longer in the old heart, because the new has arisen in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning we ask that you create in us all a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, be that mind regulator for us, God. Oh, God, let us get rid of that stinking thinking, God. Yes, Lord, give us a new way of thinking, and this is in you, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up every mental institution this morning, out of the boat, God, we pray, God, that you continue to lay your hands on their heads, God, in the name of Jesus, out of the boat, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing their minds, God, with the blood of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you for a new day, God, a brand new day, God. Thank you for breathing down on us, God. Oh, thank you for your joy. We realize, God, the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. We thank you this morning, God. We realize, God, in the most, say, God, everybody in the most, and not everybody, God, in the most, say, Lord, let them arise this morning, huh, in a new way of thinking, huh? Oh, begin to just praise you like never before in the name of Jesus, because you're worthy to be praised, God. You're so worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God, in the most, say, God. Oh, God, we ask you to have your way like never before, most, and not never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for shifting the atmosphere, in the name of Jesus, God. We release, God, your love this morning in the name of Jesus. We release healing in the atmosphere this morning, God. Oh, God, we release, God, oh, God, we release your peace, huh? In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus, this morning, God. We're glorifying your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Lord. We lift up the nation to you this morning. Oh, we lift up the government this morning. Lord, shake, God. Have your way even in the government system, God. Lord, shake. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, shake. God, thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, I thank you for your presence. Lord, shake, God. I thank you this morning. Lord, shake, God. With everything within me, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the turnaround, huh? In the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you for your peace, huh, that lies within me this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. Have your way, huh, in every interdictable, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every marriage custom, every marriage custom that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect, God, of the most, God. Oh, let us all glorify your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, so this day, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Move us out the way, God, of the most, God. You come here and just have your perfect will in the name of Jesus, God, of the most, God. Oh, God, this morning we thank you, Lord. We pray these things in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. It's always a blessing, Mother, that you come and lay down some bricks and some God. It's a blessing for see what God is doing, and we just forever to give Him praise. Before we get ready to jump into some things, my God, and lay these bricks and lay these foundation for the rest of these 2 months, I got a question. Have you got up this morning and command your morning? Have you got up this morning and being a boss? Are you a boss in your life? Begin to direct different things that needs to be directed. Begin to take control of different things. Need to take control. Some of you need to get up this morning and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to make sure that my life is established. My finances that needs to come is going to come. This is the day I demand my healing. This is the day that everything that God has for me, it is for me. This is the day I will not, I won't settle. I will not settle. I'm not going to settle. This is the day that I'm not going to look no more down on myself, be worried, be stressed out, trying to figure out how I'm going to work it out. God already done figure it out. This is the day I will not settle no more. I will not be a product of my generation cycle. I will not be connected to generation soul tie, generation curse. I break all the cycles here. I will not be a product that carrying on heart disease. I will not be a product in my generation carrying on cancer. It cuts in the spirit in the name of Jesus, because we demand by the authorization of God. We have been deputy tied. We have been authority tied in the name of Jesus to command what God has for us. It is for us. Somebody this morning need to make some noise and give God what's due to Him, because He is the bread. He is the living water. He is God that He is God. I am. He is the living God. And we give Him the praise. I just got to give Him praise. We got to give Him praise, my God Almighty. If you, my God, if you know what God's going to get ready to do for you in your life, if you know what He's going to set up, you won't give Him, my God, you won't give no other slack praise. You won't give no more slack praise. You'll constantly give God the praise. You'll give Him a shout, because God done been too good to you. I thank God that He ain't our hater, because our haters look down, my God, in the midst of our situation to put their neck and put their head, my God, upon you to keep you put some prayer. But I thank God that when He died on the cross for me and you, He don't forgive of all our, my God Almighty. That's why I say thank you. So therefore, saints of God, it's not about where you come from, but it's about where you're going. Somebody is going to a place where they ain't going to have to worry no more. You ain't going to have to stress. Some of you going into a place where Halloween 31st is over, but God's going to scare the living socks off of you. That He is your provider. He is your rainmaker. He is God, my God. He is God Almighty. He is God Almighty. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, He is, He is, He is worthy to be praised. And we got to give Him what's due to Him, because at the end of the day, my God, many of you, not only many of us, but all of us was been to that point at time to where we needed somebody, that somebody wasn't around. Only person that showed up was God. Y'all about to hear me. No offense to our church family, no offense to our prayer partner, no offense to the pastor, no offense to the bishop. It came a time to where we needed somebody in the middle of the night, and nobody wasn't around. We had to call on the name of Jesus. Y'all about to hear me. That you needed to call somebody, and you tried to call, but you couldn't get them, and you had to call on the name of Jesus. No offense to nobody, but right about now, I know who's my Savior. I know who's my rock. I know who's the blessing that I'm going to call upon. So I'm not aware of what they what it already said, let everything have breath. Praise the Lord. And I'm here to tell you, get ready to just give him the praise. I'm telling you, my God, I'm just so excited. Things have gone. Let me slow it down just for a second. And we'll give some things, begin to lay this foundation down this week for we can get ready to receive everything that God has for us. And you got to understand one thing. When God began to release prophecy, what God began to release and say he's going to do, he's not Santa Claus. He just don't tell you he's going to do it, then poof, he show up. No, sir. God began to release to you the final product. Once he released the final product and tell you what you want to do, he bring you all the way back to the beginning of the line and give you instruction for you to begin to take a journey to your final product. Y'all hear me this morning. Many of you, God done prophesied, God done told you, God done said, and let me tell you something, it's been a come to pass, because God said many of you was a product, my God Almighty, of false ideology. Many of you was a product, my God Almighty, of misconcept, mistest, things that have been taken, my God, out of context. Many of you was a product, my God, where you don't put trust into individuals, but individuals did not equal it up to who they say they was. And many of you was a product. And God said, since many of you was a product, he will not hold that against you. Because how can you hold a man to something that they did not know? How can he hold a man to something all they knew and all they trust was what handed to them? So God said, many of you was a product of wrong information. And because of wrong information, it caused you to miss season after season. It caused you to miss blessing after blessing. Well, that's what was looked like in your life. But then God said, you have not missed anything. He not allowed you to miss. You are not going to miss anything. Because the first thing that God said that he wanted to do, he wanted to establish the right information. He wanted to establish you, my God Almighty, to give you the right context, my God, so you can begin to articulate and execute the blessings of the Lord. Y'all hear me this morning? My God Almighty, and many of you was a product, my God Almighty, and that's why so many of you don't got discouraged with church. So many of you got discouraged, my God, with leaders. So many of you got discouraged with people. Y'all hear me? Because of the information that you got, you begin to try to articulate and execute it, but your product that you received from it, the results that you received from it, it wasn't the results that God done showed you, what God done told you, because you already knew the finished product. Nobody cannot take the finished product away from you. You know that God done showed you you were still. You know that God done showed you you were financial free. You know that God will show you that you're going to have peace. You're going to have joy. You know that what God done showed you. So God done showed you the finished product. And you know that results that you've been getting out of your life, it wasn't the finished product that God said. So you put your trust in individuals that had information. Information where you believe that it's going to get you to the finished product. But you found out that the information was man ideology, was man doctrine, was man, my God, of my theology. It wasn't, my God, the gospel. Because God said he's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. And my God, can I step to the side just for a minute and declare and decree into you all over this world, that burn that you had with that dream, that burn that you had with that vision, that burn that you had what God done showed you and where God was turning, my God, don't articulate it in your life. I reignite that burn in the Holy Ghost. I reignite that burn that God done placed inside of you, because dream killers, because individual wasn't qualified, don't kill your dream. My God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, God will release your anointing this morning to resurrect every dream that you have. And he ain't worried about how old you are. And many of you, time don't run, time don't pass. You got tired of playing church, but age don't call upon some of you. But God said, don't worry about your number. You don't worry about your age, because he controls time. He controls years. He God, and I hear me this morning. He is one that is in control, because you was a part of what was not of God, but you thought was a representative of God. God said, no more I will hold my people thoughtful. No more my people will be held accountable. So therefore, can I step to a side again and just prophesy every release that God done told you in the past, in the beginning of this year, 2018, even last year, 2017, even last year before that. Matter of fact, we go all the way back to your forefather. Everything that God promised you, in the name of Jesus, you finna get ready to receive it in this coming season. Get ready for what God has for you. So the enemy came and articulate, y'all gotta hear me this morning. So the enemy came then and articulate, my God, the misstep, the misprint, the misdoctrine, my God, individual that wasn't qualified. He articulated, my God, that in your spirit. Because why? Because the enemy wanna bring, my God, bring you into a place where you block information. Y'all gotta hear me this morning. He want to bring you into a place where you block information, you block instruction, because the enemy know that the power is in the information. The power is in the instruction. How do you know that, Pastor? Well, in Genesis, the first chapter, God gave the instruction to the earth, let that be light, and the Bible says, and it was light, and God formed the earth out of instructions. My God, he gave the instruction to the earth, then he gave information to the earth, how he will like the earth to be established. And the enemy don't like when you get true information, true instruction, because he knows that the season that he had in your life, it is over, because you got the right information. Somebody holler at your boy this morning. So the enemy don't like him. So the enemy don't like him. First thing that he puts in people's life is self. He allowed people to get so much, my God, emotional tied into self. We got to begin in this season, get ready to clean the house of our self. Remove self out of the way. Remove self-pride. Remove self-conflict. Stop having fights and war with yourself, and you call it the devil. The devil is a liar. Stop allowing folks to put bad into bad theology and bad revelation in your life. A lot of us is having a fight with self of the past, self-affliction, self-hurt. We causing self-judgment on our own. We having the issues, my God. We don't want to ask for help. We don't want to do this here. We got this going on. Get yourself out the way, because self is a blocker, my God, of the manifestation of the power that God is releasing in your life. It is a blessing blocker. Get yourself out the way, because it's not yourself accomplish what you accomplish. God is accomplished within you. Get it out the way, because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. The next thing, I want you to do something for me. My God Almighty, my God, I want you to check. You need to be a people checker. You need to be a people checker. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, some of you are going to have to, my God, redirect relationship. You're going to have to go back in your business plan, and you're going to have to restructure your relationship, restructure, my God, how you handle, how you commune, how you feel, how you, my God, talk to individuals, how you hang with individuals that, my God, was in your life and still is in your life. Because I want you to check this here. If you ever get around folks and folks is not causing your spirit to come into a place where you're giving God the things you are, you freely showing who you are, then when you get around them type of folks and you begin to articulate and you begin to operate of that old man, you begin to operate in that old man, you've been having these old conversations, you've been having these old thoughts, you've been having all these old things where God will deliver, where God will brought you from, baby, let me tell you something, you better restructure that relationship, because that will be your downfall. These are the avenues that the enemy want to take and stop you from getting your blessing. If you got to get with people and they begin to have you with all conversation, you begin to talk inappropriately, my God, like you used to talk. It's no more like, God, I give you glory, I give you a blessing. When you get around a certain people, you got to restructure that relationship. Y'all better hear me this morning. That relationship. him, because you don't want anything to stop you from being blessed. Many people use wrong theology. They use wrong, my God, wrong theology. They blame it on the devil. Well, my God, it goes against the scripture what they are saying, because God said, whom I bless, no man, nothing could take away or curse what God is blessing. So the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. So we got to begin to examine certain things. Examine our life. Begin to clean house. Begin to clean. Move different things. I know many of you say, Pastor, I began to do that in 2018. You best believe, my God, at the beginning of this year, yeah, you probably clean your house just for that season, but now you're moving into another season. And I know many of you can look in your life and say, my God, there's some more work I need to do. There's some more things I need to do, because you will stop your blessing. There's no devil in hell going to stop your blessing. There's no hater got the power to stop your blessing. It's nobody got the power to override what God going to do in your life. God is the final decision. He is the CEO of his company. He is the, oh my God, the owner of his company. And his decision, when he made it, nobody has the power to override his decision. Not even you. You can reject his decision, but you cannot override his decision. So in other words, can I have a little praise party just for a moment? If God made a decision that your life is going to be blessed, his decision is done. If God made a decision that you're going to be a testimony to the world, because he don't heal you, the decision is done. If God made a decision that, my God Almighty, it shall be what he promised you in your life, the decision is done. And nobody has the authority, not even must the devil, not even must anybody, to overrun the decision that God done made for you. You need to run for these people what the devil is doing. I don't care about what the devil is doing. I care about what God is doing, because God is my father. He is my rock. He is my shield. He is my meal in the middle of the wheel. What God is doing, that's the next one. We have to stay focused, my God Almighty, what God is doing. So therefore, the only way we're going to stay focused on what God is doing, we can not be idle in our life. We cannot be idle. So many people, so many Christians of God, we idle. We are not executing the plan. We are not operating. Once we come out of church, that's it. We're waiting on the next Bible study. We're waiting on the next revival. We don't have nothing going on in between. We need somebody to hype us up. We need somebody to take us in the throne room. Baby, you got access to going out by yourself. Stop dealing with mediocre in your own presence. Stop dealing with me. Y'all better hear me this morning. Stop, my God. Stop looking for somebody to boost you up. When you go into God, you go into God. It doesn't matter in your prayer time. It doesn't matter in your own time. Do not be mediocre anymore in your life. Because if you want the blessed things from God, and God want to give you the blessed things, well, you need to show the blessed things to him. That's what happened to them in Malachi. I want y'all to catch this. What happened to them in Malachi? Many people don't articulate Malachi the wrong way. They said, God, we're men robbed God, and they use robbery as theft, as somebody came and took, as somebody did not give, or somebody is stealing. Well, that's a wrong philosophy. That's a wrong context from Malachi, because the people of God did give. The people of God, my God, you better hear me this morning. They did give. You read your Bible, 1 and 2. You can read your Bible and look at, they did give. But the problem with what they gave, it was unqualified. What they gave and what they offer up and what the priests offer up unto God, it was unqualified. It was unacceptable. It was, my God, not their best. It was something that it was, my God, broke down, giving God anything. I declare and decree that you, as a son of God, you will never give God anything or hell do anything anymore. You're going to give God your best. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what your situation may be. You're going to turn up in a Holy Ghost, and you're going to give God his praise. Can we have a best check right now? Can we have a best check? If you could give God your best this morning, I tell you, in the Holy Ghost, begin to open up your mouth this morning and give God a thank you and give God a praise. Because at the end of the day, he could have come count you out, but he shall not count you out. He could have, my God, and said, I'm not going to bless you, but he's still blessing you. He, my God, he's still seeing about you. So let's give God a praise this morning. And give him the praise. Somebody this morning, you need to go ahead and give God his praise. And God will thank you, my God, of money. Give me your praise. We thank you. We give you the praise. And come, we come before you now. We repent in the Holy Ghost that we have not been giving you our best. And at times, God, we can testify that we have not gave you our best. So we repent because we don't want nothing to hold back on us in this season. God, we pray and we repent in the name of Jesus. Anything, my God, during 2018 calls us to come out of alignment, calls us to come out of place, we repent in the name of Jesus. We give you the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to go ahead and give God a praise. Somebody need to go ahead and give God a thank you. No longer, you're going to be a product of bad ideology. No longer, you're going to be a product of the demon slayers. My God, I'm not here. My God, every time you look around, you need to slay something. You cannot score points on defense all the time. You got to learn how to play offense. Offense is what gives you the blessing. Defense what blocks the enemy. And last time I checked my Bible, God said, I will fight your battle. He told me to resist the devil and he shall flee. Can I get a word of this morning in the Holy Ghost? My God Almighty. Therefore, God, we lift our hands. We give you the praise. We celebrate you. We calibrate our spirits. Even though we were celebrated on 2018, God begin to recalibrate us. For what you finna do in this season, what we get ready for, we submit God into the celebration, for we can begin to articulate any other divine will. We shall claim that we are healed. We will not give any attention to our issues, to our circumstances. We will not give any attention to the different things that cause us to not move functionally, that cause us to stand out in the place. We will give our attention to you, God. Therefore, we give you the praise. Therefore, we give you the praise.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we give you the shout. Therefore, we give you all the glory. I wish somebody this morning help me to praise the living God. Because if we have not been for God on our side, I don't know where would we be. Somebody give God a glory and give him a shout, because
glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning, Lord.
God, love you
Hallelujah.
So much.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I want you to always catch this. Catch this. Catch this.
Oh,
this is going to be our centerpiece, our foundation. As we begin to articulate these months, and we're going to prayer, consecration, fasting. He loves you so much. He's not a God what some folks portray him to be.
Hallelujah.
He's not one just give it to you. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the time.
Amen.
In prayer.
Yes, Lord.
In worship. In your word.
Yes. Yes.
Stand away from things that is not good for you.
Yes,
getting out of things.
Yes.
My God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
but stand into a place. Regardless if your place got to be isolation. Isolated from anything else. Don't lie, don't allow the enemy this season to cause folks to say things about you to pull you out of your isolated place.
Amen.
To cause and make lies on you to pull you out of your isolated place.
Yes.
Because long as you're in your isolated place, the devil can't do anything to you.
Not
he
allowed.
Can't touch you. He can't do anything to you.
Let
but when
out.
You come out of that place, it's fair game.
Yes.
Remember this sense of God. Before God releases a blessing in your life, he first of all releases information.
Yes.
And he releases instructions. Right after the information and instructions, He released the blessing. Information bring forth revelation. Revelation bring forth manifestation.
Yes, it does.
That's why it's very important to get in prayer, to work with us this week, because this is the true way that God is going to release blessings in your life.
Yes,
blessings in your life. A seed gift, that's just a piece of what other things that we must do. It just don't stop there. It stops information. You've got to get instructions. You've got to stay in prayer. You've got to begin to have a lifestyle of consecration.
Amen.
You've got to keep your mind in God.
Yes.
You cannot be so easily influenced to come out of the place of God. But you're keeping your mind stayed over there.
Yes,
and one thing that God likes, He loves people when they take and they begin to be a boss in their life. Not somebody that has a negative character.
Come on.
Your character is all off.
Amen.
Your attitude is all off.
Come on.
Your personality is just all off.
Jesus.
But you can be a boss in order. You can be a boss showing love. But also, you are disconnected. You can be an individual, make decisions. But you don't have to get all out of character. You don't have to get all out of order. When God sees an individual take authority, He gives you the favor to operate in your authority. I feel the Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we begin to go and get ready to take this journey, a reposition, realignment, and recalibration to get ready for this next movement that you have.
Yes.
Teach us. Give us the information.
Yes.
Deal with us night and day. Allow our spirits not to rest because it's too busy in earth. It's too busy worshiping. It's too busy gathering information because you are releasing download from heaven. Calls us to walk with individuals that can confirm your word.
Yes, Lord.
And give us the proper instructions and proper tools.
Yes.
That we must do.
Jesus.
God, we thank you.
Yes.
That our life are blessed.
Yes.
No longer because of what we done took this year. We will look at our life like it ain't blessed.
Yes.
No longer will we give attention to people that doesn't represent the kingdom, even though they set out in God, but they don't operate. Because when we take that attention and give it to somebody else, we don't take our focus off of you.
Amen.
And put our focus on somebody else.
Jesus.
And therefore, that somebody else has the power over us that moment. Because we know now, because of what we went through and what we endure, we know that our haters, enemies, they cannot stop the plan that you have for us. Why?
Amen.
Because we're still blessed. Why?
Amen.
Because we're still living. Why? Because we're still eating.
I
Why? Because we woke up this morning with the blood still running on the day. Why? Because we're still moving in our life.
Yes, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord.
We're still
Lord,
moving
Jesus.
In our life.
Yes, you are, Lord.
That's why. So, God, as we begin to align ourselves, not with the old, but to the into the new.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Renew our minds.
Yes, Lord.
Even though our minds probably was renewed at the beginning, but renew our minds again.
Yes,
we
want to
keep our minds in constantly renewing. Because our life is increasing. Our life is moving. Saints of God, I'm so excited about what God is doing. And I'm telling
Amen.
You, we got many more. And we're going to lay this thing and we're going to keep digging into this thing deeper. And I'm telling you right now, since I've gone, if you've been walking with me, and some of you done been with me for four or five years, especially all over the world, God done did many of things within you. You know, we don't have time to play. We don't have time to do a gimmick. We don't have time to be a hoax. We don't have
Amen.
Time to. We love you all so much. We believe in sowing into your life, even though this broadcast, it is, my God, financially paid for, but we don't ask for financial pay for, because we want your life blessed. We want to invest into you. Not everybody in the gospel is contaminated or corrupted. God does have people that he truly called. He truly called. Don't get caught up into the mass destruction of the enemy, because the enemy wants you to believe that, because he know that scripture says, my God, when he reveals something, he's going to reveal it to his prophet. He's going to reveal it to his leader and get that, my God, destroyed. He need to turn you away from it. Not everybody is contaminated. Ask God to lead you. Ask God to guide you, and let God give you the wisdom for you could come to places to examine the ground, to examine the fruit before you make a commitment. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's very vital that you position in the fivefold true men's women's of God, for you can get to that place and hear the profound instruction that God has for you. I'm so excited, mothers. I thank God. My, listen, saints of God, we're going to be back on tomorrow at 7 a.m. My God, tonight at 7 p.m., tomorrow at 7 a.m., and also tomorrow at 7 p.m. I want you to get whoever you can. I want to help position them. I don't want them to go through another year with their head hold down. They're crying. They in ruination. They in stress. We want to get it to them. Get them there. We don't got time to be up there talking about the enemy. Baby, it's time to score some points. And we've been ready to score. Say, it's time to play some offense. Many of you have been playing defense all year. You probably haven't came out of a fight yet. Every time you're looking at it, it's a fight. It's a fight here. It's a fight there. Amen. I want to get you out of that for you can get ready to receive your blessing and understand that you been anointed for this. God bless you all.
Yes.
We'll see you tonight.